Hey, you are listening to Oh For Fuck's Sake. I'm Lenny, your host. Lenny with an I, not a Y. How's everybody doing? It's October 10th. It is Thursday, October 10th. I am so whacked out on my days. It's not even funny because, you know, kids have been home. We've got this hurricane going on. Last week, you know, they didn't have school Friday. Then they were out this week. Like, it's a mess. So I am all over the place with my days. But it is October 10th, 2024, and it's a Thursday. So that's where we're at. How is everybody doing? So I did lose power. I lost power for about 10 hours today. Yeah, that sucks, man. Like, I know everybody realizes, like, the things, the necessities that you need, but power, come on. Ooh, that's a big one. You know. And I always say, like, if I could get rid of my freaking cell phone, I would. I freaking hate this thing, you know, but I need it. I need it for work. I need it, you know, to communicate with family members and all those fun things. But I could do without a phone. Power? I could not do without it. Automobile? I could not do without. What else could I not do without? Water, obviously. But yeah, so 10 hours today, guys. 10 hours of no power. The only good thing that came out of that was that my daughter's phone died. So she had to go outside and she had to go do something else. But then it got to the point where they were driving me bonkers. And then it was, let's bug mom all day for the rest of the day. So we kind of got a little cabin fever in this house today. And I think that, like, my biggest scare about this whole entire storm, honestly, was the tree outside my window. Because I have this big, massive, like, oak tree thing. And this thing is, it's huge. And I always tell my best friend and my roommate, I always tell her, that's how I'm going to die. Because one of these branches is going to come flying through my window and impale me. Because that's just the story of my life. And that's how everything works with my life. But no, for real. I think that's the only thing that I was, like, really worried about. And I lost my whole fence in the backyard. So thankfully, one of those pieces didn't come flying through my window. But yeah, so we made out pretty fair. And thank you. Thank you, baby Jesus, for that. I see Tampa. Sometimes just my heart breaks for them. It's horrible. You know, I can't imagine. I mean, within 14 days, I think it was 14 days, two hurricanes came through there. So, just horrible. So yeah, but anyways, let's get to the goods. So today is World Homeless Day. It's National Cake Decorating Day. It was National Walk to a Park. We did not walk to a park. We walked around the block, and that's where we found the split or broken or ripped out of the pole power line down, to explain our no power today. It's National Handbag Day. I have so many of those. It's crazy that they even have a national day for that. National Angel Food Cake Day. And so today is National Hug a Kevin or Hug a Drummer Day. Now, the only drummer I know is my ex from high school. I'm pretty sure, one, that would be inappropriate if I hugged him. And two, I think he's married now. Wife would not like that. But, and he's not named Kevin. So those are the only drummers I know. The only drummer I know. But yeah, National Hug a Kevin or Hug a Drummer Day today, and National Depression Screening Day. And it's also World Mental Health Day. So yeah, those are the good ones. And of course, I looked up some birthdays. Today's Mario Lopez's birthday. It's Brett Favre's birthday. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s birthday. Maya's birthday. I Lisa love her. I love me some Maya. She's 45, guys. What? I don't look like her at 45. Shit, I'm almost there. I mean, she looks good, so. And Soulja Boy, it's his birthday today, too. So, all right, now for my Libra loves. Let's get on with the horoscope. So, for the MSN horoscope, it says, you may be asked to turn yourself inside out in one way or another today. People may come up to you and bombard you in a way that makes you want to retreat into your protective shell. Let the steam run out of their engine before you pull out your witty, well-crafted retort. Your cutting sense of sarcastic humor is exactly what is needed to punch a hole in the potentially superficial landscape of the day. Oh, okay. Interesting. I think the only human interaction that I had today, besides my children and my roomie, were the neighbors. And a big, huge shout out to her, because she texts me and says, "We're cooking breakfast. Would you like some?" Hello. Yes. Me and food go hand in hand. So please, thank you. Yeah, so she's cool. She made us breakfast this morning. And it's pretty cool because, like, my oldest and her daughter, her oldest, are in the same class. They go to the same school and everything else. So eventually today, once it calmed down a little bit and, you know, the sun came out, the girls wanted to walk around the neighborhood because they think they're so cool. So we let them. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. They're cool neighbors. So thanks, guys. And a big shout out to my mother-in-law, because she lost power herself. But once she regained it, she was like, "Yeah, you guys can come over here. You know, even Auntie Jess can come too." So thank you for that. I wanted to stick it out though and wait till at least 5 o'clock to see if my power came on. And I was going to pack up the troop and, you know, head over. But sure enough, right at 5 o'clock, the power kicked on. So that was nice. But this is why I have a late post tonight on the episode, because I didn't have power all day. And yeah, so no excuses. I'm here. I'm doing it. So that's all that matters. But anyways, I had went over, you know, some of the family dynamics this week with you guys. I think I basically covered the most general and commonly known ones with you guys. But yeah, within those family dynamics, you know, you're going to have conflict and criticism and, you know, emotional responses and, or like when I say emotional responses, like how people respond to things when they get all emotional and stuff like that. Happy, sad, mad, glad, you know, depressed, all the works. You got family secrets, you have got crises and chaos and, you know, all the fun things that just make a family. So, but within those dynamics and when those things happen, and what I'm getting to my point here now for the next, you know, little part of my parenting here, is I want to jump into the different styles and approaches to parenting. Everybody does it their own way, but I do want to, you know, just cover some of the different kinds that you may find out there. You might fall under many of these categories. I know I do. And again, there's no right or wrong way to parent your child unless you are physically putting them in harm, mentally, you know, hurting them. Yeah. So, and my opinion is going to always be my opinion, and you guys can take it or leave it. So, all right, our parenting styles and approaches that I want to, you know, cover and go over, I'm going to list them, and then we'll just, you know, go over them this coming week. I don't want to jump into them yet and do them all or start it now tonight, but yeah, I'm definitely going to start it on Sunday, but I just want to read them off to you guys, you know, let you guys hear them. Some of them I've never even heard of, but some of them are hilarious. But so yeah, so your different styles and approaches that you have. You have the authoritative parenting, which I went over that one. The authoritarian parenting, I went over that one too. The permissive parenting, the uninvolved parenting, the helicopter parent, the free-range parent, gentle parenting, attachment parenting, conscious parenting, instinctive parenting, positive parenting. Parenting in the real world. That one made me laugh. I was like, oh, okay. Tiger parenting. Snowplow parenting. Spiritual parenting. Overprotective parenting. Mindful parenting. Parental identity parenting. Slow parenting. The lawnmower parent. I think that's funny. Balanced parenting. The dolphin parent. The eco-conscious. And the collab parenting. So those are all the kinds that I want to go over, just touch base on. You know, again, I fall under so many different ones of these. It's really funny. And it's funny because, like, some of these I read, I'm like, oh, I know exactly who that, like, friend's mine. I'm like, I know that's her, or you know what I mean, or he does that, or whatever. So I thought it was pretty cool, and I don't want to even tell you what any of them are until, you know, I start this whole segment. But I just wanted to list them off to you guys, let you guys hear them, let it soak in till Sunday when I actually go over them all, you know, and break them down like I did the dynamics of the families. So yeah, but thanks for bearing with me. You know, it's been a crazy week. I can't believe it's already almost Friday for Friday Feels. And my Friday Feels is going to be so fun tomorrow, because one, it's my birthday, 10/11 is my birthday, and two, it just goes with my birthday, so it's gonna be a fun story for you guys. I am excited, but yeah, so I'm glad that my family was safe. I'm glad that a lot of friends of mine and their families were safe. I am still praying for the West Coast, praying for everyone impacted and harmed. You know, I think Beachside actually lost, one of the banks lost their whole entire roof from one of the tornadoes, you know, over the past couple days. So that's crazy wild. I told my daughter last night, I was like, if you hear a whistle or like a really loud train noise, I said, you better get in my room, because we're going to get in my closet and we're going to, you know, get down. Because they say no windows, no nothing, even the bathroom. So she made herself a little fort in the bathroom last night. I thought it was so cute. But she was prepared, let me tell you. She was ready. She had it all set up. She even made her brother a little spot and everything. It was so cute. So, but thank God my family was safe. My kiddos, my other daughter, she's safe with her dad. You know, my mom, my sisters, my brother, everybody was good. So thank you, baby Jesus, for that. But I'm excited for tomorrow. Cannot wait to share the story I've got with you guys. Definitely one for the books. Definitely one for the memory bank. Yeah, so I'm excited for Friday Feels. But you guys know the drill. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. See you guys tomorrow.